Welcome to day number 18. We are up to Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Hay lefan of minim harbe. A person has a bunch of different foods in front of him. We're going to assume, like one of the opinions of the Gemara, that all of the foods are of the same bracha. So imagine they're all fruits. You have apples and pomegranates and oranges, and you really only need to say one bracha, and all of the others are included in that one bracha. So the question is, which fruit do you say the bracha on to exempt all of the other fruits? Rabbi Yehuda Omer. If one of them is one of the Shiva Saminim, you say the bracha on that first. What are the Shiva Saminim? It's the seven foods that Eretz Yisrael, through which Eretz Yisrael is praised. Eretz Chita, Sa'ora, Geffen, Tein of Rimon, Eretz Yisrael, Semen, Dash, says in English that wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. If one of the foods that you have are one of the Shiva Saminim, so imagine you have a pomegranate and an orange, so you'd say Mevarich Alav, you would say the bracha on the Shiva Saminim first, you'd say the bracha on the pomegranate, and that would then include the orange. The Chamu Omrim, Mevarich Al Esmeh and Shiirtza, no, you say the bracha on whichever one of them you want, that you enjoy more, the one that really, that you're excited to eat. You really love oranges? Okay, so say the Ha'etz on the orange, and it'll include the bracha on the pomegranate. I think it's really interesting that I think both of them are saying the same thing but interpreting it differently. Both of them are saying that the bracha that you say first, the bracha that is poter the others, that exempts the other ones, is the one that is considered most chashiv, the food that is considered most special. But the question is, how do you determine what is most chashiv, right? Rabbi Yehuda says that you know what determines what's most special? It's objective, right? The Shiva Saminim are objectively more chashiv, more special than other fruits because Eretz Yisrael is praised through these. So therefore, it will always come first. The Chum say no. What's considered chashiv is subjective. It depends on the person. If you enjoy the orange more, you say the bracha on that. Interestingly, the Bar Tanura and the Rambam both paskin like the Chachamim, as we normally do, but the Shulchan Aruch, which is our code for everything, right? The Shulchan Aruch says that we actually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. He quotes the Rambam as if to say, like, there's that opinion out there, but he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, even if you have the orange and the pomegranate in front of you, you would always say the bracha on the pomegranate first. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that is how we paskin. Most people say, just like the Shulchan Aruch, most people say like Rabbi Yehuda, you say the bracha on the pomegranate. If you have foods of different brachos, then you could say the bracha on whichever one you prefer. Says Mishnah Hey. Derech al yayin shalof ne'amos, and a person who makes bracha on wine before the meal. Patra say yayin shal achar mazon. So it includes, it's potri. You do not have to say another bracha on wine that you drink both during the meal, that's implied, and shal achar hamazon, any wine that's drunk after the meal. What does that mean? It certainly doesn't mean after you bench, because we know that after you bench, you would have to say new brachas. So it means there was a, maybe we don't practice this anymore, but there was an interesting time that after a meal, you would take away all of the bread from the meal. You'd clear it from the table, but some people would still eat. They would still eat some foods of the meal. You might still eat some meat. You might still eat some cheese if it was a dairy meal, right? But all of the bread is gone. So if a person in between that stage, right, in between of clearing all the bread and before benching, you might think that, okay, the meal's over. You need to say a separate bracha. Says the Mishnah, it's not true. If you make a bracha on wine before the meal, that includes wine that you both drink during the meal and even after this meal before you bench. We do this every Shabbos, right? This is Kiddush. You say ala guffin on Kiddush, and it includes any of the wine that you're drinking throughout the meal. The Bar Tanura points out that it has to be that you have that in mind. Like, during the week, if you have wine before a meal, you didn't necessarily have in mind to include wine during or after the meal, so maybe that wouldn't work. But certainly on the Chagim or on Shabbos, when we have that in mind, when Kiddush is just the beginning, so to say, it's all included. Berech ala parperes shalt ne'am. As on a person, similar case, a person made a bracha on parperes. Parperes is really anything that you would have together with bread in a meal. It doesn't need to be literally a bite with bread, but it's something you have, you know, throughout a meal that has bread. It could be meat, it could be cheese, it could be whatever it is, fish. So berach al paperet could be a mizono, say you eat with a meal, whatever it is. So if a person made a brach on the paperet before the meal, pater saperet shal achar mazon, again, it is yotzei, that same, if you have a parperes of the same bracha and you're continuing to eat that during the meal, it includes that bracha. Maybe that's obvious because you're making hamotzi and hamotzi includes those things. But it even works for, again, that weird stage afterwards where you didn't yet bench but the meal is over. If you continue to eat the parperes, it's still included in that first bracha. You do not have to make a new bracha. What might be an example? You sit down and you have a chicken, it's Kiddush. Right, it's Kiddush after Shul on Shabbos. You sit down and you have chicken poppers. It's a special Kiddush, right? And so you make the bracha on chicken poppers. Let's assume that you have the meal in the same place because that's important. So then right afterwards you make lunch. You say Kiddush. You wash. You have the meal. You continue eating chicken poppers. And then even after the meal, all of the food is cleared, and you still didn't bench, and you're still kind of eating those chicken poppers. It would still be included in the original bracha. You don't have to make a new bracha. Berach alapas. Someone makes a bracha on bread. Pater separperis. It includes everything including in the meal itself. This is the source of that famous halacha, that bread, you make a hamotzi, it includes everything that you could conceivably eat during that meal or with that meal. There are certain things that are exceptions. For example, fruits. Fruits is not considered a meal food. You don't eat it with bread. So that is generally not included in the bracha of hamotzi. But other things are, anything that you could eat as part of a meal is included in the bracha of hamotzi. But not vice versa, a la parperes, but if you made a bracha on the parperes, lo patar sapas, it does not include bread. You always need to make a separate bracha on bread. By the way, that might be obvious to you, but people suggest that maybe the parperes was a mizono, so it's close to bread. It's like of that same, made of the same grain. So it says it doesn't work. You have to make a separate bracha on the bread. Beishamai says, af lo maase kedera. Even a maase kedera, something, it's some sort of dish, maybe it's like a special type of porridge or oatmeal, some sort of dish that is chashev, a mizonos that's chashev. So you would think that, let's say you made a bracha on the parperes that was a mizonos. Let's say this parperes was a mizonos. Okay, so it's not yotze, it doesn't work to cover bread, as we said, but maybe you'd say it covers this other forms of mizonos, right? Other forms of mizonos. He says that's generally true, but Beis Shammai argues and says, not if the type of mizonos is more chashev. Let's say this Maase Kedera was a special type of mizonos, then you can't just be yotze with another bracha that you said of the same ilk. You might even have to say another mizonos, a separate mizonos, on this more chashev food, on this more special food. But generally, foods obviously of the same bracha are poter each other. Bread will cover foods that you eat in a meal, but other foods that you eat during the meal will not cover bread. We'll continue tomorrow with Mishnah above.